A vehicle carrying Britain's ambassador to Libya was attacked with rocket-propelled grenades yesterday in Benghazi, injuring two bodyguards. Meanwhile, a lawyer and interpreter for the International Criminal Court face 45 days in detention in Libya while officials investigate their meeting with Muammar Gaddafi's captured son. The head of public affairs at the ICC, Fadi El Abdallah, says the court is demanding their immediate release.
They were in Zintan to meet with Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. That's part of a mission that has been ordered by the ICC judges to ensure the respect of the rights of the defense in the case against Mr. Gaddafi. And among these rights, of course, are the right to have a privileged meeting with his lawyer, meaning a meeting where the confidentiality of the conversation between the lawyer and his client is respected, and where they can exchange documents and study the elements and the records of the case and prepare the strategy for the defense. The other objective of the mission was to discuss with Mr. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi if he would like to have to appoint a different lawyer of his own choice. This mission, as I said, has been ordered by the ICC judges, and this mission has been coordinated with the Libyan authorities, and they have agreed on it. This was an official mission, so these persons are international civil servants on an official mission to a country that has agreed and accepted to receive them. They possess immunities and cannot be detained or prosecuted in Libya.